and your mercy that you have bestowed upon us, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening us in the inner man. Thank you, God, for your word today. We bless you. We love you. We honor you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Certainly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, it is a choice now. Praise God. And I choose to give glory and honor to my God because he's worthy. He is worthy to be praised. I don't care what's going on. God is good. I don't care who ain't good. God is good. Amen, amen. He's my Savior. He's my Lord, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. Thank you, God. You remember Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to what his work should be. Amen. I just want to hear the Lord say, well done. That's all. Thou good and faithful servant. So you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over many. See, thank you, God. Thank you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. The very breath we breathe. Every song we sing. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the Lord on today. Amen, amen, amen. I just thank God, and I thank the Lord for all of the saints who prayed for me during this past week. I was in an intense course in chaplain training for the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, and I just thank the Lord that God brought me through, and I wrestled with this for 2 or 3 years because I don't want to shortcut anything that the Lord already had me doing. But God is so good. He's shown me and he put it in my spirit. I'm not going to hinder anything I've already called you to do. It's going to enhance what I've called you to do. And I say, God, I just want to thank you. Not my will, God, but your will be done. Amen. If God bring you to it, he'll take you through it. Amen. At the end of the day, I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to give God glory. I'm going to give God honor. And I'm going to give God praise, for he is worthy, worthy to be praised. Amen. So I just thank the Lord in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation that we're living in. He's still God. Hatred and variance everywhere. He's still God. Sickness, disease, pain, and death. He's still God. Amen. And he's the one who comforts us in all of our trials, in all of our situations, in all of our issues. He's yet God. He always sent a word to us. Have God ever sent a word to you when you really needed it? A song says, just when I needed him most. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. The God I serve, he's never late. Just in the nick of time, he saved me. Praise the Lord. Amen. So saints, today, you know, I just reflect on the person of Jesus Christ. The love of God for sinners like you and me. If you just think about it, and you look back over your life from where God has brought us from, you can't help but praise him. You can't help but say, thank you, God. And we bless the Lord. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes? And I thank the Lord for that in the name of Jesus. So, you know, it's amazing how God works by his spirit. A lot of times God will give me a message before I look at the power hour lesson. And it's been such a busy week. Last night I start really looking at the power hour lesson. I say, wait a minute. Just wait one cotton picking minute. This is almost identical to what the Lord gave me to share with the saints today. And I say, that's the spirit of the living God. One God, one faith, one hope, one baptism, one Lord of all. Thank you, God. I thank God there's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. I thank God that the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Thank you, God. Amen. So, well, my subject today is, listen, I don't have a problem with Jesus, but the world does. Amen. And God has shown us who Jesus is through his word. Go with me to John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And how many times do we talk about the Word of God? I just need a word from the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, I got Jesus, and that's enough. But anyway, he says, and the Word was God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. This is Jesus. And without him, nothing was made that was made. Nothing. What do nothing mean in Hebrew? Nothing. What about Greek? Nothing. What about in the hood? Nothing. Nothing was made without him. It says, all things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life. Oh, God, thank you for life. Thank you for life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. The darkness cannot overcome the light of Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 16, he is the image of the invisible God. All right. Wow. I think in the Latin it's imago Dei, right? Just the image, the exact expression of God. Jesus left his home in glory to come down and hang out with us. Come to hang out with Dan. Can you imagine? The God of the universe said, come on, Big Red. He said, I love you, man. Now, this is powerful stuff, though. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created. This is nothing to just blow past. Because people have a problem with Jesus. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible, I get that part, and invisible. And the more you stay in the word, you get that part too. Because there's wickedness in high places. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him, for Jesus. You mean to tell me that we were created for Jesus? To glorify him, to magnify Jesus, to praise his holy name, to be the feet, the eyes, the ears, the hands of Jesus. What a privilege that is. Thank you, God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which, now this is coming from John. These words are coming from the beloved. These words are coming from the one who wrote even Revelation, who had a personal encounter with Jesus. We have the benefit of over 2,000 years to read and to apply the word that was penned long ago. But these men of God, this was radical to the world at large, testifying to who Jesus is. He is the image, that which was from the beginning. Listen at this part, which we have heard. Have anybody heard from Jesus lately? The eyewitness John says, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled. Oh, my God. The man is writing this. Jesus have ascended, and he's talking about, look, I handled him. I laid on him. I walked with him. Fellowship ate with him. I'm a living witness, he says. He said, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, was made alive, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you, whoever reads this, declare to you, whoever's listening, declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested to us. Whew. Is anybody here a recipient of this that I'm talking about, that I'm reading? I ain't talking about that. I'm just reading the book, just reading the word of what Jesus have done for us. Let me give you one more verse, and I just kind of a little teaching it and preaching together today, because I'm telling you, I feel pretty good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I begin to talk about my Lord, I feel pretty good. Some of the old preachers say, I feel my hip coming on. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. When somebody said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Psalms 33 and 6 says, by the word of the Lord. Remember, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. He says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And listen, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. You telling me that there's nothing that God can do in my situation today? Regardless what the hurt, the pain, the situation, the sickness, whatever it may be, if he spoke and the universe came into existence, there's nothing. Oh, my God. Nothing. No thing that God cannot do. Old song says, I will trust in the Lord until I die. That's a heavy statement. I'm not going to give up on God, because there's some stuff I didn't give up on in life. I'm done with that. But I'm never going to give up on my Lord. Where could I go but to the Lord? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needed a friend to save me at the end. Tell me, where could I go but to the Lord? Amen, amen. I don't have a problem with Jesus, but the world does. Listen to this. Y'all may have to, you know, I got some scriptures here that I'm not going to read them all, but I'm going to refer you to them and tell you where it's at. If you get a chance, write it down. Whip out notes on your Apple phone. You know, run this back later and get it then. But there's folks who have a problem and have had a problem with Jesus. Jesus, Mary's baby, born in a manger, in an old stable, in a feeding trough. And the shepherds saw what was happening. And the wise men brought gifts. But Herod had a problem with Jesus. Matthew 2 and 13, if you get there and read down through it, Herod said, wait a minute. I hear there's another king in town. Why, y'all ask me, that I don't have a problem with Jesus? I'm glad you asked. Because I'm going to tell you, he's been good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Oh, thank you, God. He has allowed me to breathe. in his hair, to eat his pork chops. Oh, well, in these days of health, his salmon. See, I don't have a problem with Jesus, because when I was in my sins, Jesus took me in. When I was lost and undone without God or a son, he reached out his hand for me. I don't have a problem with Jesus. When I was sick and on my bed of affliction, Jesus raised me up. I don't have a problem with Jesus. I don't have a problem with Jesus because he has entrusted me with his word. He has entrusted me to be feet of him and eyes for him and a mouthpiece for him because he's good. Because he's loving, kind, and gracious. I don't have a problem with Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because there's nobody like my Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Nobody from heaven or down to the bottom of the earth. Nobody. I don't have a problem with Jesus because I've seen my Jesus heal the sick. I've seen my Jesus heal the sin-sick soul. I've seen my Jesus take folks off a skid row and put them in the house of the Lord. I don't have a problem with Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Though trials may come on every hand, I don't have a problem with Jesus. Though death will raise his ugly head, Jesus will bring comfort to my very soul. He'll speak to me in the midnight hour. I don't have a problem with Jesus. There's nothing that he cannot do. And I give him glory today. I bless his name on today. I magnify him on today. He is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah. The world have a problem with Jesus. But I don't have a problem with Jesus. He's my comfort. Oh, God, when I'm going through, he's the lifter of my head. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I can call on him in the midnight hour. I love Pastor Jones, but I better not just call him anytime. 3 o'clock in the morning, for one, he ain't going to wake up. And when he do, he might not understand what I'm saying. He may need an interpreter. But if I call on Jesus, he'll answer prayer. He'll make a way out of no way. Yes, God. He'll apply the balm of Gilead. He'll make the wounded whole. Thank you, God. He'll take somebody from my background who was tore up from the floor up and establish his going. Place his feet up on a solid rock. Thank you, God. I don't have a problem with Jesus, because when my heart was broken, and I didn't know Jesus, and I'm broken up from my wife, Jesus began to call my name. Yeah. He looked beyond my faults and saw all of me. I don't have a problem with Jesus. I had got to the point I'm going to go get a drink before I start running the streets, and I would hear this little voice say, "Don't go there." People doing the same thing over and over again. I'd get depressed and go back home. Go all the way to L.A. for a party. Couldn't get out the car. I don't have a problem with Jesus. When I said I'll never cry again, and I found myself sitting in the house of the Lord, and tears running down like a baby, I said I ain't never going to cry again. I ran out of the church. And I heard that same voice say, "What are you doing out here?" Drove me back to the altar. I don't have a problem with Jesus. The world may be going to hell. It may be look like there's wars and rumors of wars everywhere. And the world is saying, "Where is Jesus at? Why would he let this happen? Why didn't he step in? The world is saying, "Well, why do I have to go to Jesus? Why can't I just go to God?" But Jesus said, "No one come to the Father except by me." People have a problem with Jesus, but I don't have a problem with Jesus today. In my lowest moment, he's good. When I'm unfaithful, he's faithful. I don't have a problem with Jesus. Oh, thank you, God, for the visions he's given me. And what I see he's going to do in our lives, in the lives of 3P's, I don't have a problem with Jesus. I just give him glory. I just magnify his name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. So some folks are going to have a problem with you and your Jesus because we're living in the last days. Think it not strange when fiery darts come your way and some strange thing has happened to you. Don't think it's strange when you see people's hearts getting more cold and callous than ever before. Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. Thank you, God. I don't have a problem with Jesus. The world has a problem with Jesus. But as long as there's blood running warm in my vein, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to magnify his name. I'm going to tell it on the mountaintop that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. I don't have a problem with Jesus because those who we're praying for on our prayer list, God is working on them. I don't have a problem with Jesus because my nephew who's doing life without parole has got a letter from the governor and I got to speak for the family on this coming Wednesday. I don't have a problem with Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, I don't have a problem with Jesus. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's the lover of my soul. He's my provider. He's my sustainer. I don't have a problem with Jesus. Even when the skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh will I see God. Thank you, Lord. There's a new name over in glory. Guess whose it is? Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. Ooh, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. I don't care where you live right now, but Jesus got a better place for you. But wait a minute, we just painted the living room wall. We just had the driveway redone. Nothing here can compare with what God has prepared for us. I don't have a problem with Jesus, do you? If you love him, say amen. If you love him, give God glory. Hey, I don't have a problem with Jesus because he's not through with us yet. Thank you, God. I don't have a problem with Jesus because I can remember where he brought me from. I don't have a problem with Jesus because I know what he wants me to do right now. I don't have a problem with Jesus because he told me what the end is going to be. Thank you, God. And I'm going to be still and hold on and wait on the salvation of the Lord because he's coming again just like he said he would. I don't care if the world don't have nothing going on, but we got something going on with us. And his name is Jesus. Amen. I'm done. Come on now. He's all right. Go ahead, brother. We'll help you.
Have you know the words? If you know the words, you stand up and come up here. Who
Jesse
knows the
word?
Sister Jesse, come up here and help me. No? Have you tried my Jesus?
He's all right.
Have you tried my Jesus?
Oh, he's all right.
Have you tried my Jesus?
He's all right.
Have you tried Jesus?
Oh, he's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right. He's all right.
Hey.
He's all right.
He's all right.
Have you tried Jesus?
He's all right.
Have you tried Jesus?
Oh, he's all right.
Have you tried my Jesus?
Oh, he's all right.
He's a Jesus. He's all right. I told you I don't know the words.
That's That's all right. That's all right.
Oh, my God. This is good.
Hallelujah.
He say what? What's that? What was the title of today?
I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem with Jesus. The world has a problem with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why I'm up here because he didn't already preach. But you know what? The world has a problem with Jesus.
Yeah.
We looking at all this politics, and we looking at all these different individuals, and we looking at all the stuff going on around the world. It's all because they have a problem with Jesus. They are looking for something, and they're not going to find it. They're not going to find it in power. They're not going to find it in war. They're not going to find it in oil. They're not going to find it in changing these laws. You can change all these laws. If you haven't changed hearts, you haven't done anything. Because the hearts are still the same. The same ones that did it before the law, they're going to do it again when the law changed. So nothing changes. So the world has a problem with Jesus, but we don't have a problem with Jesus. We know him and we love him and we're thankful for him for what he's done for us. Amen. God has been good to me. Has he been good to you? Okay, just give the Lord a hand praise. And we're going to go ahead and pray, and we're going to dismiss. And if there's anyone here or in the sound of my voice, you may be on the airwaves, on social media, and you don't know Jesus for yourself, and you have not tried Jesus, and you haven't found out what the pastor was preaching about, that we don't have a problem with Jesus. The world has a problem with Jesus. The devil has a problem with Jesus. A lot of people you know have a problem with Jesus. But if you want to know Jesus for yourself, if you want to know him in the pardoning of your sins, he's a God who forgives. He's a God who heals. He's a God who can fix your relationships. He can fix what's broken. Let's pray. Father, this afternoon, we're so thankful for your word. We're thankful for the man of God. We're thankful for the Spirit of God in this place today. We thank you, Lord. We've tried you, and we find that you're all right.
Yes.
And God, we just look to those that don't know you, those, Lord, who are distant from you, those, Lord, that have not come to that understanding that without you we can do nothing. Lord, all around this globe, you see and you know. You see the wars. You see the turmoil. You see the division. You see the hatred. You see the fighting. You see the killing. God, help us today. We need you today, Lord, like we've never needed you before. Lord, many hearts are broken today. The young man was killed. He was assassinated. And many people are hateful all around this world. Killings going on. Every time we turn around, somebody else is shooting someone. Oh, God, we need help today.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, in our hearts. Our hearts are messed up. Those hearts are broken for those that have died because other hearts are broken. They're broken people. Hurt people hurt people. God, we need help today. Look on us today. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for what we haven't done, God, as a church. God, your word tells us that judgment must begin in the house of God. So, Father, help us to do what we're called to do, to shine a light in dark places. Help us, Lord, to see that we are here for a purpose. You made us in your image to reflect you, to represent you, to shine light in dark places, to attract people to you because you're the only hope for this world. You're the only hope for the circumstances in our lives. You're the only hope for our relationships. You're the only hope, Lord, for our political turmoil, for the wars that rage on the outside and the wars that rage on the inside of us, in our minds. You're the only hope. Your word is true. We thank you today, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Look on those that are here today. You see every situation. You see every circumstance. You know everything that's going on. You know what we have need of today, and you come to meet that need. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our homes, our families, and God, we thank you for how you blessed us. But God, there are so many that haven't been so fortunate today. Many people are homeless. Many people are hopeless and helpless. Many people need you today. They need you, Lord. They're looking for answers and don't see them. And God, they need answers today. They need help today. They need hope today. We thank you, Lord, you brought us hope. We thank you for the promises you've made. As Pastor mentioned, you said you go to prepare a place for us, and if you go prepare a place for us, you're going to come and receive us to yourself. And where you are, we're going to be there also. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the people of God, those that are here, those on the airwaves. We thank you for how you've already blessed. We thank you for how you already have handled. You already taken care of it. The things we prayed for, God, we call them all done in the name of Jesus. God, for the box on the wall and those that are here as we get ready to leave this place, but not your presence, God, go before us. Meet us where we are now. Go before us and prepare the way. Get us to our destination safely. Continue to bless us and minister to us the word of God that we have heard today in the power hour and here in the service. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the worship today. We thank you for the songs of praise. We thank you. You said in your word that you inhabit the praise of your people. So we say thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness toward us. We thank you. You are love. And you've given to us to reflect that same love abroad. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.